The death of a baby girl whose mother breastfed her after drinking heavily has put the spotlight on whether the message is clear enough about the dangers of consuming alcohol while breastfeeding. Two-month-old Sapphire Rose Williams died in January 2017, and a coroner has just found her death was most likely due to high levels of alcohol in her mother's breast milk. Our social issues reporter Sarah Robson has more.
In her findings, Coroner Deborah Bell couldn't ascertain the exact cause of baby Sapphire's death. But she said toxicology tests revealed the amount of alcohol in her blood to be six times the legal blood alcohol limit for driving. Sapphire's mother, Janice Tua, had been drinking the night before her baby died, consuming 18 cans of pre-mixed bourbon and cola. And Ms. Tua accepts the alcohol in Sapphire's system would have come from her breast milk. At the time of her death, Sapphire's whānau was homeless and they were living with family in Northland, waiting for Housing New Zealand to assign them a house. Ricky Houghton from He Korowai Trust says the baby's death is tragic.
She's an innocent victim of families who are living in very, very overcrowded situations where they are forced to socialise together there, but they cannot escape outside interference. I'm so sad for baby Sapphire.
Ricky Houghton says young mums need support.
There's some lovely parenting programs out there, but nothing beats the love of your immediate family and aunties to encourage you to breastfeed, to encourage you and warn you of the dangers of what could happen if you feed Bubba after consuming things like alcohol.
Otago University researcher Shirley Puttickle says alcohol can affect the development of a baby's brain, sleep patterns and weight gain. She says the Ministry of Health does have advice for mums.
The recommendation is don't drink any alcohol, but if at all you want to drink, make sure you're drinking not more than one or two standard drinks in a week, not regular or daily drinking. And make sure that you're drinking 2 or 3 hours before your next breastfeed.
But Shirley Puttickle says there's no data about whether that message is getting passed on.
Whether this is getting communicated by health professionals, maybe the midwives in the early stages of pregnancy, the blanket nurses later on, and the GPs to the woman, is something we do not know for New Zealand.
A community paediatrician with the Northland District Health Board, Elsa Tuck, says alcohol consumption can also affect a mum's ability to respond to their baby.
We know that parents are exhausted at the best of the time, so it's really around that wider issue around support for parents and their capacity to parent.
But Elsa Tuck says we don't know the full picture about what was happening in Sapphire's whānau, and people shouldn't rush to judge. While the coroner, Deborah Bell, didn't make any specific recommendations, she stressed the importance of breastfeeding mothers avoiding alcohol at any stage. A copy of her findings will be sent to the Ministry of Health. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.